or a ghost story.
He emailed Greg and Mare at mixfm.com. His story goes like this. It happened in the small town of Benson many years ago. Teenage boys like Paul and his friends would dare each other to sit in the cemetery all night long to see if spirits would rise from the graves. One night, three teens, including Paul, entered the burial ground. They decided to split up and stand guard at three opposing corners of the cemetery. It was eerily quiet that night. And as the clock struck midnight, Paul's two friends began shouting, screaming that someone else had gotten up and run from the center of the graveyard. Was it a ghost? The three boys converged on the spot where the figure had just appeared, but there was nothing there. The two who witnessed the mysterious figure were pointing. It went over that way, they said. But Paul was skeptical. Come on, guys, there's no such thing as ghosts, he said. And just then, a pack of coyotes began screeching, howling. They were so close, Paul thought they were standing right next to him. And he realized they were calling from the exact spot where his friends had seen the spirit disappear. Is it real?
Of course it's real.
Maybe the other boys just saw the coyotes and they thought that was the figure.
No.
Or maybe the coyotes started howling when they saw the ghost. Does your dog ever bark at nothing?
My dog barks at a corner. Sometimes my little girl would point and talk behind me and my dog would be right there. It's totally true. 1,000%. That's a creepy story, Greg.
It's a little creepy.
So you don't believe yet?
I'm gathering evidence.
Okay. Well, we have about 3 weeks to make you believe. And if you have a ghost story, we want to hear it because, listen, it's the best part of Halloween. And I don't know if you've been to any haunted businesses and, you know, the faucets turn on by themselves. You see something in the mirror. Happens all the time, Greg.